We got up to
the two dots at the bottom of Kuf Bet Amud Bet.
Kuf Bet Amud Bet. Okay, we were talking about the problem of saying both Kiddush and Abdullah on the same cup of wine when you have Yom Tov falling out after Shabbat. Now, we just briefly touched on the issue there, and it turns out there's quite a number of ways. These are called permutations, and being as we have five issues, the number of permutations is rather mind-boggling. Because we've got to worry about Yayin, we've got to worry about the Zman, we've got to worry about the Kiddush, got to worry about the Abdullah, got to worry about the Ner, and you can imagine how many different ways we could put these things together. Now, the other issue is, of course, that each one of these spells a very special acronym. You wouldn't want to put it together without a nice acronym, right? So here we go. Let us hear the various acronyms that are possible. Gufa. Yom Tov Shekhal Yotzach HaShabbos Rav Amar Yikneh Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Why? Because our first assumption is that Shabbos is most important. Right? So therefore, rather that Kiddush is more important because we have an increase in Kedusha. So therefore, we'll say our Kedusha first. But since the Kiddush is Kavua always on the wine, so we want to, of course, have the wine the way we always have, Yayin the Kiddush, and then we separate as much as possible the Kiddush from Abdullah, or we just go back to the way we usually do it, or, these are all considerations, I'm bringing them up now because they all become important later, or we like to put off Abdullah because if we don't put off Abdullah, it looks like we're in a rush to be Mavdah. Okay, so there, you don't necessarily have to say that Kiddush is more important. You could say that Havdalah is always best to put off because we don't want it to look like we're rushing out of the Kedusha that we have. Okay, so therefore it makes most sense, says Rav, to start with Kiddush, which means Yayin and Kiddush, as it does all the time, and then to end with Havdalah, which is their Havdalah, as it is all the time. So everything is very simple. Shmuel says, actually, no. Yinhak. Would be much better if you would do it in Hak, which would mean that we would have Havdalah and Kiddush in that order, because after all, the Havdalah is built around Shabbos, the Kiddush is built around Yom Tov, makes more sense to give Shabbos the attention that it demands, and then to move on to the Yom Tov, because look, we certainly are not going to equate Shabbos and Yom Tov, so therefore Havdalah should come first. Yayin and Ner, we always do that. We make Havdalah, we have Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, and then Kiddush. And that Yayin can go on both, Havdalah and the Kiddush. Rava says, oh, that's bad news, because you better do Yehanek. In other words, I agree that we ought to have the Ner that's put between Havdalah and Kiddush. That was Rav's idea up front, because we certainly want to separate them and have Havdalah and Kiddush, not one after the other. You can't admit to me that it's a little strange to have Havdalah and Kiddush, the contradictions. Are we going away? Are we adding? What are we doing in terms of Kedusha? Separate it with the Ner. That makes most sense. And then, seems to me that what we ought to do is like Shmuel, who holds we should be Metapel on Shabbat first, and then be Metapel with the lesser Kedusha. So therefore, do the Yayin and the Havdalah, which is for Shabbos, and then put the Ner in between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, so that we have even though it's a little strange to do first Havdalah and then Ner, but we want to do the Ner to separate between Havdalah and Kiddush, since they're so different. Levi says, well, now Knia might be even better. You can buy your way in with this, because if you do it this way, if you do the Knia, so then you start off with the Kiddush, because look, Kiddush can be made basically even out on wine. Kiddush isn't as wine-oriented as Abdullah is, right? Because Kiddush you can make even on Lechem, if you have to. So the Kiddush should come first, because after all, that's an Aliyah in Kedusha. This is a going down in Kedusha. And it's more important for me to be Mavdil Alayayin than to be Mekadosh Alayayin. And I'd like to be differentiating between the Kiddush and Havdalah as much as possible. So therefore, what I would like to do is I'll do the Kiddush, the Ner, then put the Yayin and Havdalah together, because if I put the Yayin with the Kiddush and then interrupt with the Ner, it may look like the Yayin is for the Kiddush and not for the Havdalah. whereas it's really more important that it be with the Havdalah. So I say Kniya. Rabbanan Amrei, boy, that kind of approach is just a kina. I mean, you might as well sing a dirge over that, right? So in other words, we agree with Rab. Kiddush comes first, yes, but I hold that Yayin should be close to Havdalah, so we don't put Yayin before the Kiddush, and then I do the normal Havdalah. The normal Havdalah is the Ner Havdalah. Fine. It's a Kiddush, Yayin Ner Havdalah. If it's a normal Havdalah, Yayin Ner Havdalah. Why do I have to worry that it's in the Nira? So everything works out fine. Marbarei Ravina says, let's start out with a clean state over here. Nikia. Keep it clean, baby. So we do Kiddush before Havdalah. That's the first assumption. The Yayin should be between. What we want to do is we want to have that Yayin going both on Kiddush and Havdalah. And, okay, I mean, we're doing a little bit of a crazy thing over here, but in order not to make a break between them, we'll do them there first. Because we need to have the yayin up close to both of them. So we'll do them there, and then we'll do the yayin, and then we have the kiddush, and then the yayin Havdalah. Marta, Mishrei, the Rebbe Yoshua, Hachu, and Nahik. So in other words, we do Havdalah first because of the Tipul on Shabbat, and then we have to close that door. And then we have the Ner immediately afterwards, because we need to have Yayin and Havdalah together with each other, and Kiddush together with each other. But why should we say the Yayin, the Ma'or, I mean, after all, the Ner is not really part of the deal, so take that out. So we have the Ner Yayin, and then we have the Yayin close to both the Kiddush and the Havdalah. Sholach le'avur the Shmuel Rebbe, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Seder Havdalah Seich. Oh, that's a tough one. So how do we say Havdalah? Sholach le'kachom Rebbe Yishmuel Rebbe Yosef Shomer Bishum Aviv. Shomer Bishum Rebbe Yeshua Ben Hananya. You can forget about every last one of those approaches. The correct way is Nahik. That's what to do. Not Nihak. Nahik. Because we'll always do Havdalah before Kiddush. And therefore, I mean, there is associated with Havdalah, so have the Ner Havdalah, but we do need the Yayin next to the Kiddush as well, so we change the position of the Yayin to be between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, and to go on both of them. The Omer Rabbi Chanina, Moshe, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, the truth is we've been needing this insight anyway all along about why we would have the Havdalah before the Kiddush. We just waited until now, because this was his psak. So Moshe, Yoshua ben Chananya, Lemelech Sheyotze, let's say you would have a king visiting the town, and you have a duke coming into town. So you're telling me that you would run out to greet the duke before you would be Malav and the Melech? Because you'll say, don't we want to greet before we're Malav? That's all you need. Off with their heads! And all that you'll be left with is the smile. So therefore, what we should do is, we should first go out and be Malavina Tambelach, which means we have to have Dollar first. Then we go, Achakach Yotzin Nikrat Afarchus. Then we go to greet the Duke. So it makes much more sense, always, to do Havdalah before Kiddush. So anyway, what's the bottom line? I mean, can you just tell us the bottom line? Or right now my eyes are simply rolling in Niax, Enax, and Kinas. I mean, what's the correct way? Oh, there's an obvious answer to that. It's a machlokas. So the machlokas is like this. Abaye says, look, anyway, you guys kept it too easy, didn't you? Because you forgot to talk about the bracha of the Shechianu. When do you say the Shechianu? Let's complicate matters a little bit. So Abaye says, the best thing to do is a yakzina. So we have yayin together with the Kiddush and the Shechianu on this man. And then we got to Havdalah at the end together with the Ner like we usually do, and hope that people remember that the Yayin up front was for the Havdalah as well.
And you have Yayin twice.
Hey, Richie, now that's the way to go.
Now Richie says,
That's right. Yeah. I think he said in the Lashon of Yochan, Halavai Shia Yishteh Adam Kalayom Kulay. Abaya, so Rava says, Yak Nahas. Oh, that's the famous one. Ding ding is right. So Yayin and Kiddush, followed by the Havdalah, which is Ner and Havdalah, and the Zman, being as it's unrelated to the Dinim of Kiddush Havdalah, you could say Zman anytime. Say Zman walking through the street. It's not really Kavua on the Kiddush at all. So Mamela, the Zman, says Rava, should be thrown to the end. But otherwise, I'm left with the same idea as Abaya. You'll note we're both happy to say the Kiddush comes first, the Havdalah comes afterwards, and the Ner comes in the middle. We were only arguing about where to put the Shekhiyanu. So Rav, as far as the Shekhiyanu is not really part of this whole thing, say it afterwards. The Hilfataka Rav, and indeed that is the way we pass it. Because of his svara. What do you mean? We just said, what all the svara? Like any other psak. And indeed, we're metapel on Shabbos first, and that Ner v'Avdolah makes sense is always part of the way we make Avdolah, and that there's no fashash of separating the Yayin from the Avdolah, because everybody knows we're Koveya two brothers. The Hilfataka Rav. Ravuna Bar Yehuda, equal to the Rav. Ravuna Bar Yehuda came to Rav's house. And Aitu l'kamayom ha'orul b'samim, of course we left out the b'samim just to keep things easy. Now we might as well get into that, huh? Because when do you make the bracha on the b'samim? See, I mean, the problem is, you can't make a good acronym with b'samim. You see, so it would have ruined the whole, what were you going to have?
With what?
What are you going to have? All of these kinas, all of these knias, all of these nikias, I mean, they would come out being the Kabiyas. What a minute. Bakaniyas. I mean, we'll turn it to Arabic. So we leave our Besamim issue at the end. What's the Besamim? So Rava went ahead and he was Mevorech first on the Besamim, and then he made a bracha on the candle. He was shocked with Ravuna Breda of Yehuda, because he said, Amar Leh, V'Bein Beit Shammai, V'Bein Beit Hillel, hold that you're supposed to make the bracha first on the Ner, and then the Besamim, and you have it all backwards. There wasn't even a machlokus about that. Ma'i, we had this Mishnah back in Brachot. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ner u'mazon Besamim v'Havdalah. U'Beit Hillel Omrim, Ner u'Besamim mazon v'Havdalah. And so you see over here, when you're making a bracha on your Seuda, that this is the, everybody is a Meida. Forget about the issues of the relationship to the Mazon, but the question here is everybody was agreed that the Ner, the organization is Ner first and then Besamim. The only question is where to throw in the Birkat HaMazon. So I don't understand how you could do this. Keneged both Beit Shammai, both Hillel, Keneged Beit Hillel, and Rava didn't even wait to give him an answer, but continued the statement, Oni Rava Basrei, yes. You're missing a little piece of that. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir, that this is how Rabbi Meir reported the machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Imer, lo nechlaku Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel ala mazon shu betchilah, vala avdalah shu basov. There's no machlokas about the mazon and the avdalah the way you have it. The machlokas was actually the relationship between the borei morei ha'esh and the borei minei b'samim, that it's Beit Shammai omrim or v'akarkach b'samim, but Beit Hillel omrim b'samim v'akarkach me'or. And therefore, what I was doing was based on better knowledge of that Mishnah than you, because I add in what was known in the Braita, that the way the Mishnah reported the machlokas of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is a das of Rabbi Meir that we don't pass k'mayt. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, furthermore, I continue. Nago am kebet Hillel, followed by the Rabbi Yehuda. The minig has become to do the besamim first and then the ner, which is Beit Hillel shita, according to where the Rabbi Yehuda reported the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And therefore, what I did was perfectly normative halacha and get off my case. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba yichlo ve'rova chaz de borek borek pri agofen akasa kama. He saw a very interesting thing. He had come to the house of Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, and he sees that he made two separate brachot, even though he had went ahead and he made a bracha on the actual kiddush. He went ahead and he made a separate bracha as we do, a separate bari priya gafen, even though there had been originally a baruch on the coast before the achila. I thought you already made a bracha before. You were drinking the whole time. Why are you making a new bracha on the coast after Birkat HaMazon? What happened to the coast before? Look, don't get on my case. That's the way we used to do it in the house of the Reish Galuta. If there was wine after Birkat HaMazon, so we made a separate bracha. So I don't know. So I'm doing the same thing. Oh, Malay, well, how can you learn out from there? Obviously, that's what you did over there, because over there it wasn't your own wine. You had no idea whether the Reish Galuta was going to give you the kosher bracha. So you're basically, we're misalik your dots from drinking, and now it's a new drinking. But over here, the cup's writing right here. You know that you're going to be drinking for Birkat HaMazon. We were thinking of saying Birkat HaMazon a la coast. Why in the world would we make a bracha shena trimazon? I don't understand. Well, if you really want me to tell you the truth, okay, you got me. Ana avde ketalmide derav. Basically, I was following the story of Talmide Rav and what they ended up learning about what to do after Birkat HaMazon when it comes to brachas. Because Rav Bruna and Rav Hananel, both Talmide Rav, Avayatve Bisu'udata, there they were, in a Suda. Rav Yeva Sava was his turn to be the waiter. So Koi Alayu, he was standing over them, Rav Yeva Sava. So they said to him, thinking that they had finished eating, Havlan v'nivrach, bring the kosher bracha, we'll say Birkat HaMazon. Then they noticed that there was this delicious mousse that hadn't yet been eaten, and they said, wait a minute, actually, why don't we just drink that wine and have dessert? Forget about Birkat HaMazon for now. So Havlan v'nishte, okay, you brought the cup, we'll drink it. And this is the danger of having a waiter who knows more than you know. The moment you said it's time to bench, you now are not allowed to have any additional things to eat or drink. My time, because the very act of making Birkat HaMazon or being prepared for making, for saying mazon, is a siluk das from the Suda. You've not completed it. Now, therefore, that siluk das prevents you from drinking more wine until you're mevarech on what was, then you'll make another bracha on what is. But you can't just change your mind, and therefore it's exactly what happened over here. So what I was doing was following what they learned from Rabbi Yebasava Bishmai Shorab. Once you say havlan v'nivrech, that's by definition a siluk das, despite the fact that the coast is right in front of you. And therefore, had no choice but to make a new bracha after Birkat HaMazon. Of course, this is what we do all the time. We have wine on the table, we use it for Birkat HaMazon. We go ahead and we make another bracha on the kosher bracha. Okay, I suppose we are. Things get more complicated when you've got more than one person to learn from, and everybody's doing something else. And now you're wondering, oh boy, what am I supposed to do? Is it a fork in the right hand or the left hand? Is it, what in the world am I supposed to do? So here were three people, Amemar, Marzutra, and Ravashi, are all sitting in a Suda. Ravacha Bereda Rava is the one who's waiting on them, and everybody does something else. Amemar makes a bracha on every single cup of wine that they bring to the table, even though it's the middle of the Suda. Forget about the Birkat HaMazon. Same wine, the whole business. Marzutra, he did what Rava did. He said, made a bracha on the first coast, and he made a bracha on the kosher bracha after Birkat HaMazon. And Ravashi, he made the bracha at the beginning of the Suda, and he didn't even say Bari Priya Geffen on the coast of Birkat HaMazon, because he was semich on his original Bari Priya Geffen from before the Suda. Oh my God, I took this job as a waiter so I could learn something from you. This is crazy. So now, come on, Navi, who am I supposed to be doing? Like, you guys explain yourself, please. So Amema said, look, don't look at me. I mean, I don't nimlach, I'm not. Basically, you're looking at a guy who thought he had all he could drink at the first cup. So then when it came to the second cup, I had to make a bracha. I certainly didn't intend to drink a third cup. So when I drank the third cup, you're looking at a guy who never had made a bracha on the third cup. By the time it got to the ninth cup, look, I'm just following, you know, the stock opinion. But I was talmidei rav, rav apostle. You make a brok on the first course, you don't have to make a brok on anything else. But once you say havlan livracht, too late, you can't drink anymore. So now if I make a birkat hamazon, I'm going to have to make a new brok on the kosher brok. That's all I did. Don't start quoting me as an authority now. And Ravashi says, let hilchasek and talmidei rav. That was all a fake out. We don't paskin like that talmidei rav. Because, I'll prove it to you. Yontif Shekali Ozachar Shabbos, okay? Now, if Yontif comes after Shabbos, Rav, what did Rav say to do? This is Talmid in the Rav. Some Talmid in the Rav. What did Rav say you're supposed to do? Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Abdallah. Now, how do you explain that? He didn't say you have to do two brachas, one for the Kiddush and one for the Abdallah. So apparently, the fact that you made Kiddush in the middle, he said, Yain, Kiddush. I Kiddush. So why do I have to make now another bracha? So therefore, must be that we don't possibly like Talmid to Rav. Says Tosis, what kind of crazy dick is that? That's how the Rashbam learns it. What do you think the Avamin wants to make two birkas Hayayin on the same cup? That's the Gemara's Raya? That the Halach is not like Talmid to Rav? That's no Raya at all. Like, it couldn't be the case. I mean, how could you make two times on the same cup? And Kiddush and Havdalah, we're certainly not going to ask. It's one ghost for Kiddush and Havdalah. Therefore, Tosfos says the dik is like this. If Lamaisa, we would view a bracha in the middle as a hefsek, then there should have never been one kost used for Kayayin and Kiddush, and the same kost used for Abdullah. Because if you're going to view a bracha now as being miyached yourself for something else, so it's a hefsek. So then why weren't they mitaken in the first place? Two separate kosot, make Kiddush or make Abdullah. If we're willing to take one kost for Kiddush and Abdullah, apparently we don't view a bracha as a hefsek. Now, even the Tosis's pshat is not a very good pshat. Because to say that Birkat HaMazon is a hefsek is because you no longer have endas to eat because of Birkat HaMazon. That's the way we certainly assumed. He said, Aschitu da'ataychu. Aschitu da'ataychu, l'chora, means you took your mind off of eating because you're benching. Lamaisa, if you think about it, if you're taking your mind off in order to bench, and you're holding the kos in your hand to bench, it's a little bit absurd to say that you're a mesiach das from drinking. How could it really mean that? Which means that when we say asicha the daita tayu milamishte must mean because of the bracha. Since I'm going to be Isaac in bracha right now, I can't drink. Can I drink when I'm making bracha? Can't drink when I'm making a bracha. Lamaisa, my das is now going to be my kavona on the bracha. Therefore, it's a hesek hadas. A bracha is by definition a hesek hadas. Not because I have now taken my mind off of the wine. I don't take my mind off of the wine. I'm sitting here looking at it, waiting to make a bracha on the wine to drink it. But since I make a bracha, that bracha is a hefsek. Therefore, both Rashbam and Tosfos are willing to put up with the question that views a bracha as a hefsek, even though it's not Birkat HaMazon. The only thing that Tosfos doesn't like is that, I mean, why in the world would we make two brachas on the same cup of wine? That doesn't make sense. You want to make a separate bracha of the Kiddush and a separate bracha on the Havdalah, but not a separate word for a gefen. What sense would that make? Okay, I mean, this fits into the, if the Rashbam is entertaining such a notion, this fits into the question of Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, where you can make a bori pri hagefen and not drink the wine until you go ahead and you make your Havdalah. And then you make another birkat bori pri hagefen because of the hefsek, and then drink the wine. Because Rashi is not bothered. Yeah, so that's the sheet goes. Rashbam is not bothered by the fact that I'll say Bori Pri HaGefen twice, because he apparently views the Bori Pri HaGefen as part of the covenant of the Abdullah and the Kiddush. And it's not only a Birkat HaNe'anim. I'm making this brach on the Yayin. How do I show I'm making it on the Yayin? Not by holding the Yayin, but by being Mevarach on the Yayin. In which case, the Yayin is part of the Havdalah, and the Yayin is part of the Kiddush.
It's
not only Birkat HaNe'ani. Exactly. Tremendous Kiddush. But that's how the Rashbam seems to be learning it. Not like another Gospel. But this is, how could you possibly make two brachas in one cup? Good. Very interesting. A lot of issues, such as the latest one-upmanship is that when you're making a bracha, Bari Pri HaGefen, on, let's say, Nisuin, or Brit Mila. So the latest one-upmanship is to lick your fingers to take a little drink, because it's going to be a hefsek, because you're drinking. And nobody ever knew about this 30 years ago, but they just figured it out. But lemaisa, the whole point is that if we're being koveya the yayin as a chelik of the bracha of the chumra of the chashivas of the nisuin or the chashivas of the mila, then it's not considered to be a hefsek in terms of the shtia any more than you should do the same thing for kiddush. Make very pretty geffen, drink a little wine, and then say the kiddush. I'm not saying it has to be this way. There are other ways of looking at it that maybe it wasn't kavuah specifically. But lemaisa, as I say, the fact that nobody ever heard of it before is very suspicious. Of course, if you don't do it now, you're unlikely to walk out of that big meal. That's true. You know more than we did before. So, okay, so continues on the Gemara. So I say, therefore, since Rav went ahead and said yikneh, the Talmidei de Rav are obviously not accurately reporting Rav's das. V'lo hidach. That doesn't make anything. No, actually, when you say yikneh, you didn't drink at all. The whole point is when you made that bori priyagaf, you said a yayin. So now you're saying, I said a yayin, but now I'm making kiddush. I don't understand what you mean. You said a yayin for what? For tiddlywinks? You said a yayin because you're going to drink. So go ahead and drink. The case over there was the guy had wine in the middle of the suda. That was the Talmidei de Rav. Now he said, okay, let's take Birkat HaMazon. You know what? Let's have another drink of wine. Ah, Rav says, once you said, let's make Birkat HaMazon, no more wine. Fine. Does that mean that if I made a bracha, Borei Pri HaGefen, and then I go to bench, ooh, I should drink. No, I can't drink. You're going to bench. I made the bracha in order to drink. How can you call that hesek hadas? It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, lo akadai to mishtaya by definition. Kimata lavduli. Anyway, getting back to the original visit. So now this visit is finished. Now, we're getting back now to the original visit of Yaakov Bar Ide, who was at Rava's house. This was terrible. This was a wrong reason to take a waiting position. But getting back to being in Rava's house as a guest, so over there, it came time, the same Shabbos, came time for Avdolah, as has wont to happen. So Kimotel Avdolah. So the Shamish at the Suda lights a Avdolah candle from the candle that was burning for light in the house. So he asks him, what was wrong with the first candle? There's a light over here. Why exactly are you lighting this special weird-looking candle? All this wavy stuff and everything. Well, what is that for?
He's the one that's already lit.
Yeah.
Instead of lighting from it.
Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva Yaakov asks him, I don't understand what you're doing. So Rava said to him, I don't know, you know, these guys, these servants, they do whatever they want. Shama v'daita an afshe kavod. Oh, no, you ain't going to get away with that. No. Ilo shmiel eminei demar lo avi avod. You know perfectly well, if you wouldn't have heard something from me, now come on, come out. Come out with it. What's going on over here? Oh, my leg. I mean, look, this isn't really my chiddush. I mean, lo sovali mar avuka la avdala mitzvah min amufkar. Don't you hold that there's an Indian to have a multi-wicked candle, which is a torch, similar to the ur of Adam Arishan with the moreah, and so rather than just a single flame? I mean, when you asked me, I wasn't going to get into a fight over it, but I mean, if you're pushing me, don't you hold that that's the mitzvah? No, you asked. I tried to get out of that, too. Potach, the armor, then he started making avdala. I mean, you understand. You got a guy with a checklist. You're making Abdullah. Oh God, what's next? So he says, Amado ben Kedesh Lachol ben Ola Choshek ben Yisrael Amin ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheshis ben Yom Haaseh, says Rav Achabek, whoa, wait a minute over here. Lama Lacha Kulei Hai. What's all of these Abdullahs over here? We're talking about Goyim. We're talking about ben the Sheshis ben Yom Haaseh. How did that, how did this happen? Omer Yud Omer Rav, Amado ben Kedesh Lachol. That's a good bracha. Zoe Abdullah Tosha Rabbi Yudanasi. It was good enough for Rabbi Yudanasi, it's not good enough for you. What's this fancy Abdullah? It's going on forever. Amalei Anaka Hasvirli. Well, I'll tell you. I hold of Rabbi Lazar, who quotes Rabbi Oshia as saying, Hapochet lo yivchot mishlosha, vamosif lo yosif al shiva. If you're going to take it fast in your Abdullah, you can say three of the seven primal Abdullah. And if you want to, if you're going to be Moshef, don't go beyond those seven. So I took the lesser. Oh, no, you didn't. I was counting. You did four. Amalek, Vomar, Lotzlat, Omar, Velosheva, Omar. You're not going to get away with that one. You didn't do three, and you didn't do seven. He said, oh, no, I did do three. You did. I heard four. Aha. But you see, Bein Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshet Yemei HaMa'aseh was not part of the list. It was actually an introduction. It was a closing before I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amar Tamei Kodesh L'Chol.
It's an introduction,
so, it's an introduction to the closing. It's called the, it's called the Chatimah. Yeah, so it's an introduction to the closing bracha. So, and that was Me'in Chatimah. And why did I do that? Because Omer Rav Yirom HaShmuel, HaMavil Tzorik Shiyomar, Me'in Chatimah Samuch L'Chatimato. You have to say something that is similar to the close, which is about the Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So I said, but that wasn't part of the list. It just sounded to you like it was part of the list. Now the Pumbedi Soi, they say, that's not the way to do it. The Pumbedi Soi say, you start with the Me'in Peticha Samuch L'Chatimah. No, no. You say something similar to the opening of the bracha before the closing bracha. Not something similar to the close of the bracha before the close of the bracha. What's the difference? It's all one bracha. It's all Abdullah. I don't care whether it's opening or closing. My Binai, oh, there's a big difference. Suppose it's a Yontif that's coming after Shabbos, okay? How do you start the bracha? You start the bracha with Amadu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. But how do you end the bracha? Amadu Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. What do you say to introduce that closing? Do you say Ben Sheshes Yomim? Or do you say Ben Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Yom Tov Yivdalta Yivdalta V'Kidashka Zamcha Yisrael? Which one? Oh, that depends if you hold like the Pumbedi Soi, or if you hold like Rav Yoram HaShmuel. So there it makes a big difference. So the Nafkamina would be Yom Tov Shechal Yotzach HaShabbos, where over there the Chatimah is Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. So Ma'ad Yom HaMi'in Peticha. So some of the Chatimatan, so he doesn't go through the whole rigmarole that we do, which is Ben Kedushat Shabbat, Kedushat Yashar, Yom Tov Yivdalta. Whereas the man, the Omar, Me'in Chatimah, some of the Chatimatan, he's got to have that old Girsa. Ben Kedushat Shabbat, Kedushat Yom Tov Yivdalta. Yom Tov Shechal Yisrach Rashabbos. Rav Amar, Kufbez on the base on the bottom, Rav Amar, Yitneh. Shmuel Amar, Yinhak. Rav Amar, Yehanet. Levi Amar, Knia. Rabbanan Amar, Kina. Marta Bered Rav Yonah, Nikia. Marta Amar, Mishved Rav Yeshua, Nihak. Sholach Le Avod, Shmuel Rav, Ilan Bin Rav, Inu Seir, Abdullah Seir. Sholach Le, Kach Amar, Rav Yishmol, Rav Yossi, Shalom Shem Avin, Shoma, Mishom Yev, Shom Ben Hanania, Nahik. But she never thought of that one. Omer Rav Yechanina, Moshe, Rav Yeshua Ben Hanania, Lemelech Sheyotze, Vafarchus Nichnas. What do you do first? Malavim et HaMelech. V'achar kach yotzin nikrat HaFarchos. Mai Haviala, Abai Omer Yak Zena, V'Rav Omer Yak Nahaz, V'yochasa Kibrava. Ravuna Bar Yehuda Ikhla Levei Rava, Aitu Lekamayu Ma'or U'Bisamim, Borech Rava Abisamim Bereisha, V'hoda Ma'or, Omer Alei, what? Abain Beit Shamayu, Abain Beit Hilel, Ma'or Bereisha, V'hoda Abisamim, Ma'i, it's not. Beit Shami Omrim Neru Mazon Bisamim Avdala. Beit Hillel Omrim Neru Bisamim Mazon Avdala. But both agree that first Ner, then Bisamim, continued Rava to say, yeah, Zudi Brei Rabbi Meir, Ava Rabbi Yudom Merlo Nechliku Beit Shami Beit Hillel, Ala Mazon Shu Beit Chila, Vala Avdala Shu Besov, Ama Nechliku Ala Maor Vala Bisamim, Beit Shami Omrim Maor Vachakar Bisamim, Beit Hillel amin b'samim v'chakak me'or v'yom Rav Yochanan nahagu ha'am to Beit Hillel alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikla levei Rava chazi deborah borek v'yagethen akasa kama v'hara borek akasa debirchot v'ishtei amar lei lama lakha kulei hai o borek lon ma'achot ha'zimna amar lei ki avinan b'reish galuta achi abdinan amar lei tenach b'reish galuta achi avan the Savik Maitan on Savik Lo Maitan. But here we're sitting here with the cup in our hands. Monach Kasekaman, Daitan Aluye, Amalei Anazik et Aminid Rab, the Rebron of Rav Hanan et Aminid Rab, Aveyasvi Bisudata, and Koyalei Radieva Saba, Amalei Hablon Venivra, Lesov Amrulei Hablon Venishte, Amalu Och Yamarab, it's too late. Kivin de Amrita Hablon Venivra, it's Ulokalamishte, my time at Aschita da Taicha. Now, Mimar Mazutra Lashri Yasri Besuda, the Koyale Rivaka Bereda Rava. So, Mimar Baruch Alko Kasavakasa, Mazutra Baruch Akasa Kama Kasa Basra, Ravashi Baruch Akasa Kama Vesuva Baruch, even on the Kosho Baruch. Omblo Rivaka Barava, oh, heck. Anan Kama Nave. A Mimar Amar, Anan Nimlachana. Mazutra Amar, Anadavi Ketamin in Iran. Ravashi Amar, eh, let's see if it's a Ketamin in Iran. Potach v'amramat, u'ben kerish l'chol, ben ol l'choshek, ben Yisrael amim, ben yom ha'shvi, l'sheshet imei ma'aseh, omer lei, lama l'cha kulei hai, omer v'yir amrat, amav l'me kerish l'chol, zoi amdolato, shal rabi yudha nasi, omer lei, ane karas v'yali, domre v'lozor m'rgoshi, apochet lo yivchot m'shlosha, amosif, lo yosif al shiv, omer lei, v'amar, lo tlata m'rgoshi, v'amar, omer lei, ivra, ben yom ha'shvi, l'sheshet imei ma'aseh, מאין חתימה היא, ואום רביון המשמור, המעבדות צריך שיאמר מאין חתימה, סמיך וחתימה טוב.